Welcome to the Crystal Pain Show, where we help you embrace your life right where you are and give you practical steps to get where you want to go. Whether you are in your car, folding laundry, cooking, cleaning, or maybe even just enjoying a cup of coffee and a few minutes of quiet, we're so glad you're joining us today. Here's your host, wife, mom of six kids, foster mom, entrepreneur, and author, Crystal Pain.
Welcome to another episode of the Crystal Pain Show. We are sitting down, Jesse's with me, to just give you a very newsy update. I was going to say an unscripted update, but let's be real, Jesse. Do we ever script out what we share?
No.
No. In fact, most of the time you sit down and you really have no idea where our conversation is going to go. And
wait, just a second. You as in me or just any of us? Because usually I have no clue where it's going to go.
You don't know. But I would say most of the time
you don't know either.
I don't really know either. But I think that that's the beauty. I love for us to just get to invite you into our home as if we were just sitting around and just talking and sharing. And it's not formal. It's not scripted. But we're going to give you some updates on some recent traveling and some really exciting things that I got to do that I almost considered changing careers. It was so monumental. And I did not expect that. Not at all. It involved a sea creature. Would that be an accurate statement? And I am not an animals person. But apparently I sort of have something inside of me that is. So with that, Jesse, how you doing? How is it with all of our kids back in school?
It's good. Good. I'm enjoying getting back to on schedule. And I didn't think that it would work out as well as it has, but things have gone so smoothly.
Well, and it's funny because I don't think we shared this on the podcast. I think I alluded to the fact that we would have all six kids in school, but we didn't talk about the fact that we had thought that Micah and David were going to be on the same schedule. We'd planned Micah's pre-K schedule at the little classical Christian school that he's going to go along with David's pre-K schedule, mm-hmm. which we thought would be the same as the last year and the year before, which was four mornings a week, half day. And so we got Micah all enrolled and all the things. And then
A week before we started.
Yes, because Dave is in public school. He's in this early childhood program is what it's called. It's a really amazing program where they have about 10 students per class. They have two teachers, two therapists, and then so it's a very like high teacher. What is it? Would be low teacher to student ratio. How do you say that exactly? But anyway, a lot of teachers for very few students. And so the students get a lot of personalized interaction. They do a lot of one-on-one therapy and that sort of thing. And the really cool thing is five of the students are peers. And so then five have disabilities. And so the peers demonstrate the correct way to do things. And so children with disabilities are getting the opportunity to really interact with other kids. Now, obviously, David gets that on a daily basis, but in a very structured setting, which I love. And he has learned so much. We've seen his social skills improve so much, his communication skills. Mm-hmm. He loves school and they love him there. Anyway, so we were super excited for him to get to go back to this program for the third time. But we don't really have a say in it because we're not paying for it. It's a public school and it's just a, you know, such a great opportunity for him to be part of this program. So we get this email, you know, you and I had all these conversations about, oh my goodness, four mornings a week, we are going to have no children in this house. Like, what is that even going to feel like? And then a week before school starts, we get an email that says, and David has been put in the afternoon program.
Right.
So Micah is at pre-K in the morning and David's home. And then David is at pre-K in the afternoon and Micah's home. And so it's been, at first we were like, oh no, but actually it has been such a good thing because mm-hmm. David does not he is not an early morning person.
No.
He likes to stay in his bed. He likes to take his time. He likes to get up and go out on the back porch and just kind of chill and then slowly wake up after he's swung and played on the back porch. And then he likes to go eat and just take his time. Whereas right. to get him out the door for morning pre-K, he couldn't do that. And so this has actually worked out really great. And it's been nice to kind of have that one-on-one time. And it's easier for you, Jesse, because then you don't also have to be messing with, you know, you were the one that was usually getting him ready while I was getting the other two ready, because he's just kind of such a bear in the mornings getting him dressed. And I feel like he's been much easier for you to get him ready, because by the time it's time for him to get ready to go mm-hmm. to school, he's all woken up and he's happy. Like this morning, you guys were just playing and he was laughing, versus usually he would be making it very clear.
Very clear that that's not what he wanted to do. He
did not want to be getting dressed. So it's just been a really good thing, even though it was different than what we planned and different than what we pictured in our mind. It's worked out actually so much better. I take Micah and Kirsten for their school drop-off. And the nice thing about that is I feel like we kind of have, it's easier to just get two young kids out the door mm-hmm. versus three young kids. Last year, we were taking all three of them plus Silas. Micah wasn't getting dropped off at school, but still we were all going together. And I feel like right. to get everybody in the car by 7:25, it was just a challenge. And I think for me to just
that is an understatement.
For me to just get Micah and Kirsten ready and not have to worry about getting David ready.
Right.
It's just made it much calmer in the mornings. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's been really fun for Mike and Kirsten for me to get to bring them in and just not be in a rush that I need to get back out to the car because we need to go drop Silas off mm-hmm. because Silas can drive now, which is amazing. So he can drive himself to school, which we miss having him in the car, but also it's nice for him. He doesn't have to also be dependent upon us because sometimes he likes to get to school really early and right. we couldn't really do that because we'd have to get all the kids up early and that was just a challenge. So it's been good in all the respects. It is really interesting because with all of them in school, I have usually an hour and a half every day where there's no one here because, Jesse, you go to pick up Micah from school and then to drop David off. And so that usually is about an hour and a half that it takes to do that. And the house is so quiet. It is so quiet. But I think it's been really good for my soul and my body and my brain. It's like, I just feel like I can exhale and I am just really grateful and really grateful for the way that God has led. We always say we reevaluate every year, every child, what schooling situation is going to be best mm-hmm. for them. And that's what this year is. Catherine, obviously, she's starting her third year of college, which is crazy to think she's starting her third year of college. And then Caitlin is going to be in cosmetology school. She starts that in September, and it will go through, I believe, next September. And she's living at home while she's doing that, which we're grateful to have her still at home. And then Silas is going into 10th grade. And then we have Kirsten full day kindergarten every day, which is a change from last year. She was just in pre-K and only did three full days for pre-K last year, I believe. Is that right? And then she had one half day and then she was off one day, if I'm remembering correctly how we set that up.
I don't remember how we set that up.
So that's been a change for her to go to school every day. But she's done really well.
She's really excited.
And then Micah has done so well in pre-K. I feel like he's just eating it up. And it's perfect because it's four mornings a week. So he goes for 4 hours. And it's Monday, Tuesday, and then takes Wednesday off, and then Thursday, Friday. So I feel like it's nice because mm-hmm. you have 2 days, and then you kind of get a day to chill and rest and not have to really get up early and get out the door, and then you're back at it. Like this morning, I felt like yesterday morning, which was Wednesday when it was his off day, he was ready just kind of to have an off day. But then this morning,
he came
downstairs early. I was on the treadmill and he was like, we need to get my clothes. And he had gotten his clothes, his little uniform. And then he helped me put it on. And then he had his little backpack and he was ready to go even before Kirsten had woken up. He was so excited. So that's been really fun. But before we started our new school schedule, we had a week and a half of some really fun traveling. And we were just offline for the most part and just really savoring and soaking up the last few days of summer. And I left on Thursday morning to fly to Orlando to meet up with my business coach, Allie Worthington, and some of her clients. She does a twice yearly client getaway, and I had gone to Disney. We did a whole podcast episode on that. If you did not hear that, you can go back and listen to that because it just was so refreshing to my soul. And I honestly, she'd invited me before to go on the client getaways, and I just had always been like, yeah, I don't know. You know, it's like to get away from, you know, just for mom to leave mm-hmm. is a lot of work and effort and to wrap my head around doing that. But when I went to Disney in March, I just, at the end, I was like, this is so good for me. I want to go to every single trip she does. So this Orlando trip, we were going to a water park called Volcano Bay. It's actually owned by Universal Studios. And then to Discovery Cove, which is owned by SeaWorld. I was not familiar with either of them. So I really didn't know what to expect going in. And I honestly, a lot of times I will research before I'm going somewhere and, you know, watch the videos and all of that. And this time I did very little preparation. Mm-hmm. I kind of just wanted to be surprised. Like, what's it going to be? I don't want to have any expectations and I'm just going to come in. But I did know one of the things I was going to be doing, and that was at Discovery Cove. I had signed up to swim with dolphins. I didn't know exactly what that meant, but I had signed up to do that. So I was really excited about that. But otherwise, I didn't really know. So it's interesting because we get to Volcano Bay and I knew it was a water park, but I realized I haven't been to a water park since I was a young girl. We lived in Wichita, Kansas. They had, do you remember, was it called Fantasy? Yes, mm-hmm. It was this water park. I maybe we went there twice. I was very young. And
yeah, they shut down when I was probably, what, 5, 6?
I mean, so I would have been very young. I remember mid-80s. The wave pool. I don't know that I ever went down any slides. I'm trying to think if I ever went to any other water parks. Maybe when we were on vacation.
I remember the wave pool there.
I remember there was some
kiddie pool
slide that we went down on some vacation that was maybe like to Branson, but I don't know that that was a water park. So maybe I've been to some other water parks, but it's been years and I loved it so much. It is not the kind of water park I don't think you would want to take young kids to. It is a great water park that would be for teenagers or adults mm-hmm. because most of the rides are not kiddie rides. Also, there were a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I was just trying to think of like having young kids, I just feel like it would just be overwhelming and there wouldn't be that much for them to do. But for teenagers or adults, they have so many great rides. Now, one thing they do have is that you don't wait in line for the rides unless there's no one waiting. They have these little basically wristband things that you get when you go, and then you tap on this thing to check in to whatever ride you want to go on. And you cannot check into another ride until, if you want to tap out and mm-hmm. not, you know, be in that line, then you can tap out and go into another ride. But so that's the only thing, because we wanted to go on the water coaster, but the wait for that was at least, it was almost 2 hours. And so they had some other rides that didn't have any lines. There were a few that you could go in, like the Lazy River. They had more of a rapid river, and then a few other slides that were pretty much always open. But for the kind of bigger rides, you had to tap in. And obviously we were in, you know, it was peak summer, it was Friday, so there would be more people. But I would say that's the only drawback, because in some of the cases, I just would have been like, I wish they had a line and the tap-in thing, and whoever wanted to wait in line could just wait in line. But it was nice because you didn't wait in line because of the tap-in thing. But we just had so much fun. Like, I feel like my voice was hoarse at the end of the day because I had squealed and screamed so much going down the slides, and I just loved it. I loved every bit of it, and it was so much fun. But then the next day was Discovery Cove, and I'd really been looking forward to swimming with dolphins. Didn't know what it was going to mean, but we get there. So we got there early, And I didn't know what to expect for Discovery Cove. It was like this oasis in the middle of a city. And it felt like you were almost in another country. Like when you got in, you know, from the outside, you couldn't tell. But like kind of once you walked in the door, it was like you were transported to some tropical island. And it was also all inclusive. So everything, like they had lunch, breakfast, lunch, snacks, drinks. Like it was all part of what you paid for.
Oh, really?
You could get as much as you wanted. The only thing would be is if you wanted more fancy alcoholic drinks, you could buy a pass for that. But for basically, you know, coffee, tea, sodas, waters, they even had some like more basic alcoholic drinks that were all included. And, you know, then it was like towels, sunscreen, scuba gear, snorkel gear, like whatever you needed, that was all included as well. And then they had, you know, breakfast, which was a very nice, I didn't think the food was amazing, but also it's a buffet. So, you know, but a lot of options and it was all you can eat. And then throughout the day, they had like ices that were just completely free. You could go up and just lots of machines with icy machines. You choose your flavor as much as you want. Fresh baked cookies, fresh pretzels, pizza. Like, and then they had a full lunch buffet as well that had lots of options.
Was it really packed?
As far as it didn't, compared to Volcano Bay, it felt like there was more space. Like there weren't as many people. You could definitely, like there were a lot of people, but it wasn't, Volcano Bay kind of felt like, I mean, there was people everywhere. It was, I would feel like, it felt more like Disney.
That's right.
Whereas
Disney with water rides.
Discovery Cove felt more like maybe you were at a resort. So there were definitely people around, but you had, you know, there were lots of times when, you know, in the sandy beaches, there were lots of pre-launcher, you know, launchers that you, not launchers, what would they be called? But you know what I'm, they had like the
beach chairs.
Beach chair. Well, it was the kind that you could, sorry, not lawn chairs. What am I saying? Like that you could lay down in, like lounge beach chairs kind of thing. They had a whole bunch of those. And they had a lazy river. They have an aviary that is in the lazy river. So you have to go through a waterfall to get in there and then you can go and feed the birds. And it's just really relaxing and refreshing. You could go and you could just sit on one of the launchers. You could just sit in like the sandy beach, basically. Yeah. Or you could go and be in the water the whole time, whatever you choose. And then one of the coolest things was they had where this whole pond thing that looked like when you went underwater, you were in like a coral reef or something. I mean, I've never been in one, but I assume that's what it looks like with all of the underwater different beautiful things and stuff.
Is that where you went snorkeling?
Yes. Yeah. So there were lots of fish in there and then large, large stingrays. And and there were a lot of them. And they all had their, what is it called? Their stingers. I think they were
barbs.
Debarbed or whatever. Yeah. And
well,
so
I would say that from the pictures that I saw, it looked pretty realistic based on what I had seen in Belize when we went snorkeling.
That's what I mean. I felt like once when you were up above the water, obviously it did not look like because you could tell you weren't, you know, in some like it felt exotic, but it felt also like resorty exotic kind of thing. Like you felt like you were at a resort. But then when you went underwater, it literally felt like you're in the ocean and you're snorkeling and the stingrays were just there and you could just touch them and they would just come up and they would brush against you and you could snorkel for as long as you wanted. I mean, you literally could go there and snorkel the entire day if you wanted to. And that was really cool. Now I did find that I like 15 or 20 minutes was about my max to be able to snorkel because then I felt like my gear was getting all fogged up and then you get the water was so salty that you're getting it in your eyes and stinging and everything. So then I would need to take a break, but then you could come back to it. And so that was really cool.
Whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies, it covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. Silas used IXL in his math class a few years ago, and he really loved how he could work at his own pace, and he loved that he was able to see instant feedback on how he was doing. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies show that kids who use IXL score higher on tests. It will work for any of your kids because IXL uses smart technology to tailor support to each child's level, personality, and learning pace, which I love. It also saves time because one subscription gets you everything. There's one site for all the kids in your home, whether they're pre-K up to 12th grade. And also, my favorite part, you save money because if your child is struggling, this is such a great investment. A single hour of tutoring costs more than a month of IXL. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Crystal Payne Show listeners can get an exclusive 20% off your IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Do you ever feel like it's hard to eat healthfully without feeling like you're giving up flavor or fun? Well, Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar. They're just fruit as nature intended. They're only 80 calories per cup, and I love that it's 6 grams of fiber per serving. That's 21% of your daily value. And fiber is something that I've really been trying to eat more of. Here's the best part. They're being harvested and frozen right now by family farms in Washington State. So when you buy American grown frozen raspberries, you're getting fresh off the field flavor all year long. I love to have frozen raspberries in smoothies. You can put them in muffins or also toss them in a bowl of yogurt with some granola for a really healthy, yummy, and nutrient-packed snack or breakfast. Want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Just go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine. Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, you can build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. That's right. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet that they build for you. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for new to you styles. I have loved getting to use Armoire. It has challenged me to try some new styles. And y'all, I have found some jeans that I have absolutely loved. In fact, I ended up buying them because I wore them so much that I was like, you know what? This is not a style I would have chosen for myself, but they picked out something that fit me so perfectly. And I just was like, I gotta have this in my closet, and I never would have known that. So I love that it challenges you to try some new things, and you get to try it out risk-free because you don't have to buy it. You can send it back and trade it in for something else if you find that that doesn't work for you. So right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/crystal. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/crystal to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today.
But then we left there to, we could walk right over to where the dolphins were. And we had to do a little, like, basically class beforehand where they taught us everything we needed to know. And they were very particular about what you had on. Like, you could wear tight-fitting wedding rings, but other than that, and they said, like, the rings had to be, you had to turn them so that there was no way that it would touch the dolphin or something. Mm-hmm. But then they said any other type of jewelry, you, like, even tiny studs in your ears, you could not wear. And I figured out, at first I was like, why? They said that the dolphins would, could eat them. But what I figured out, and that would distract them, because they have their sonar mm-hmm. ability to, like, see through stuff, and they can see if you have, but also it was really that they were worried that they would fall out in the water. And you know, you think, oh, that's not going to fall out. Well, the day before at the water park, my friend Lindsay, she lost one of her earrings, you know, and we have no idea where it went. And so I think it is a much more common occurrence than people realize that things fall out in the water. And so, yes, I had gotten my ears double pierced. Well, I already had one piercing, but I got the second piercing back in January of 2024, I think it was. And I had never taken it out. And so I had to take it out, which then it was really bad because they, when the piercing that I got, it was a more expensive earring. I got it because I knew I was probably going to just be wearing it all the time. Mm-hmm. And so I took it out and then I immediately dropped it and could not find it for the longest time. And it's a really tiny little stud. I finally found it. But anyway, so we did the class and then we went out and I didn't really know what to expect. Like, are we just going to be touching dolphins? They said swimming with dolphins, but what does that exactly mean? So the trainer for each dolphin, there were three groups and the trainer for each dolphin was there. So there was, each group had a dolphin, and I would say there was probably 8 to 10 people per group. So then you're supposed to get 30 minutes with the dolphin. We ended up getting 45 minutes because the other two dolphins misbehaved so much, kept coming over to our group, that they gave us more time with our dolphin because of that. So our group was actually out there the longest because our dolphin did not misbehave. We had a very docile, obedient dolphin. And so it was very interesting. Like, one of the things they showed us is how on the dolphin, like, they're different, they would have, like, different markings on them that would be from fights that they'd had and different things like that. Basically, like, wear and tear on the dolphin. And you can tell, I might be repeating this wrong, so if you are a dolphin trainer, because on Instagram, there was somebody, one of my followers was a dolphin trainer, so I'm probably saying this a little bit wrong, but it was how, like, our dolphin didn't have as much wear and tear because she's so docile. And so she's not getting into fights, whereas some of the other dolphins have a lot more because they are getting into fights more and that sort of thing. And it was so interesting because there was, like, the dolphin that was to the left of us, she is, like, the queen and she rules. And so, like, whatever she does, like, that's, she, like, leads the dolphins. And so, but she's very fascinated, and, like, our dolphin is her best friend. And she just has figured out if she just stands, you know, if she's, like, next to the queen, then she's good. Like, nobody's going to bother her. Nobody's going to hurt her because she is, like, protected because she's best friends with the queen. It was just, it was very fascinating. And then their communication, getting to watch up close how they were communicating with the dolphins. And I loved how they were so, you know, there's a lot of situations where I feel like animals are kind of being taken advantage of for the entertainment of people. And I know some people might disagree, like, we should never do swimming with dolphins or something like that. But I felt like they did such a great job of really helping us to appreciate, like, this is their, like, this is their world that we are stepping into. And if they don't want to cooperate, like, we don't make them cooperate. Like, it's whatever they decide that they want to do, that's what's going to happen. They don't force them to do anything. I think they had other dolphins so that if that it sounded like sometimes if a dolphin, I think one of the other groups, the dolphin was just not cooperating at all. So they would bring out another dolphin that hopefully would cooperate more and that sort of thing. But I appreciated that it felt like they, our trainer just really loved the dolphin and just had, like, such a special bond. It was really cool how you could just see, like, the dolphin and the trainer were so close. And just to see how they use their hand motions and different things to tell the dolphin to do the different things and how careful they were and how like they wanted us to make sure that we were, you know, being really sensitive to like not scaring the dolphin or being overbearing and that sort of thing.
Did they have you separate, like instead of being in one like big pack of people? Yeah, I mean, because I just remember when we were in Africa, they were talking about how the animals, when they would see you from afar, they see you in your vehicle as one entity, one person, one, and instead of separate. And when you separate yourself from the vehicle, if you stick your hand out or your head out or you stand up, that separates you from the rest of the pack. So you could become a target. Was that the case for...
No, I mean, because they had us separate some. Like we would, like, for instance, so then once they got the dolphin really acclimated to us, and I think also made sure that all of us were going to treat the dolphin really respectfully. I think that's part of like, they spend the first 10 minutes just like testing the waters to make sure that every person is going to follow the directions and all of that, because it could be really dangerous if somebody goes up and is like really aggressive or something with the dolphin. And so we got to touch the dolphin a lot and, you know, just they told us they had the dolphin, like she was right there and they showed us lots of different things. And then we got to go up and the dolphin would give you a kiss, which is, you know, and they showed you how you put your hand so that when you put your hand like that, the dolphin knows to like go up and like put its, what is it? I mean, is it called like a snout? I don't even know. I don't know this nose, whatever.
Nose.
Against your cheek. And then they would take pictures and then you got to like hug the dolphin. And so, but then the coolest part was, so we got to do a lot of that. And like the three of us who were part of our group, you know, got to go up and get a picture together and like hug the dolphin together. And they just did a lot of things. So you got to really interact personally with the dolphin. But then once that was all done, then it was the swimming with dolphins part. And I was the person to go first, which I wish I, like, nobody else in any of the groups had gone because our dolphin was being so cooperative and the other ones weren't. So for some reason, they called me to go first. And so I didn't even know what I was doing. Like, I didn't even know what it would mean to say, like, swim with dolphins. And so I go up there and they tell me, okay, put your hand right here and hold on to here. And then they told the dolphin to go. And I was so caught off guard. I was like, I started like kicking my legs and everything. They're like, no, you don't need to kick. Like the dolphin's going to carry you, which they hadn't told me, like, just hang on. And, it was such a powerful feeling of like, I'm holding onto this dolphin and it is pulling me with so much strength, like across this lake. And it was just a really incredible feeling. And
were you up out of the water or were you under the water?
I wasn't under the water. Like my body was under the water, but like
your head was above water.
Like from my shoulders up was above the water. I was like basically hugging the dolphin. I'm doing hand motions. Nobody can see what I'm doing. Anyway, I'm trying to be like, it was just like this. But when I got done, it was this thing of like, oh, I want to do that again. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, I didn't get enough of that. I want more of that. And it was really weird because I didn't expect that. Like, I was excited to swim with dolphins, but everybody else was talking about how, yes, when I was a little girl, I always dreamed of being a dolphin trainer. And I was like, that never crossed my mind. Like,
right.
Never in a million years did the idea of being a dolphin trainer cross my mind. But then I go and I swim with dolphins and I'm like, oh man, that would be so cool to get to do this on a regular basis, to get to, you know, just seeing how our trainer was interacting with the dolphin. Like, it was just a really cool thing. And I was thinking, did I miss my calling? Should I go back to school to be a dolphin trainer? But I just loved it. And I was so grateful for the experience. It was also really fun to watch the two other women in our group get to do it because they both were so excited about it. And I know at least Lindsay, she, like when she was a little girl, always wanted to be a dolphin trainer. And so like to see her face after she experienced what I had just experienced. And it was like the sheer ecstasy of like, oh my goodness, that was amazing. And that's really how I felt too. So I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to get to do these things. I think that you know, one of the things I was thinking a lot about how, you know, going to the water park and swimming with dolphins, it like kind of connects you with that part of play where I feel like as adults, we can be so focused on our to-do list and productivity and all the things of life and the heaviness of life that we forget to prioritize play and how good that is for our soul to just go back and do those things. Like I've always loved water rides and things like that. And so to get to go to a water park, I'm like, I need to do this more regularly. This is so much fun. And it taps into a piece of me that just that thrill of, you know, dropping and the water just, you know, sloshing all over you and you just don't know how the ride is going to go. Because that's the thing about water rides, that they're never the same. You know, it's like if you ride a roller coaster, you know, you could sit in the front, you could sit in the back, you could sit in the middle, you're going to get a little bit of a different experience. But it's going to be pretty much the same thing every time. Where water ride, it's going to be different every single time because it depends upon where you sit. It depends upon how the angle of the tube is. And we had
You ride Time Traveler.
We had some of them, they were five people in a tube kind of thing. And so it's like you're sloshing against the wall and you're dropping. And it's like, it's always different every single time because it just is a completely different ride. It's like a brand new ride each time. So it was so much fun. And I'm so grateful to Ellie for curating these trips that just are so life-giving. And I'm already looking forward to the next one. I told her, I was like, Allie, we need to have something later on in the year because the thought of waiting until March to go to Disney feels like forever. So anyway, it was just a really special thing. And then I flew from there literally the day at Discovery Cove, went and ran, took a shower, got some dry clothes on, stuffed my wet clothes into a plastic bag, got in an Uber, and then went to the airport, got on a plane, and flew to meet up with you, Jesse, in Springfield, because then we spent last week at the lake with most of my extended family. All of you who have been following for a long time know that we have a yearly tradition that we all get together at the lake and just spend time on the boat, tubing, water skiing, kneeboarding, all the things. And it's just a really special week. And so it was very fun to get that. And it was just, I honestly felt like this year was the best year yet. Mm-hmm. So I was really grateful for that and grateful for the time that I got to spend with the older kids and the younger kids, because all of them looked forward to the trip and all of them had such a great time. And that was really, it's really cool to have a trip where every single one of your kids, when they're age 20 down to age 3, can really enjoy it.
Right. And especially the little kids, they really took to the water like nobody's business. So
this was the first year. The last 2 years have been just a lot because they were so little. Mm-hmm. And this was the first year with Kirsten being 5 and Micah being 3 that they could go in the lake and, you know, obviously with their life jackets on, but they could really enjoy being in the lake. They enjoyed being in the boat. Kirsten even tried to ski. They loved tubing. They loved the pool. And they just had a lot of fun. Instead of it being like they tolerated the boat, they didn't want to get out in the lake, or they were too tiny that we didn't want them to be out in the lake. And then David did so well because he can't get in the lake because of bacteria getting in his port for his feeding tube. But he just sat in the boat and watched everybody, or he could get on the tube. We could get on there without getting in the lake, or he could get in the pool. And he just had the best time too. The first day when I put on his life jacket, he did not want to put it on. But then when he figured out that you put on the life jacket means you go on the boat, he connected those dots. And then he was so eager to put on his life jacket after that because he wanted to be on the boat. So it was just really special. And I was just grateful for that. So there's our newsy update from the last few weeks. I hope that you all are having a good start to your school year. If you have kids who are going back to school, I know in some parts of the country, school doesn't start for a few more weeks. But for a lot of people, I know that you're either gearing up for back to school to start very soon or already started. And I hope things are going well. And we will talk to you next time. But in the meantime, if you have swam with dolphins before or wanted to be a dolphin trainer or have gone to Volcano Bay or love water parks or have gone to Discovery Cove, I'd love to hear from you. We always love any feedback on our episodes. Any questions you have, any thoughts, send those to crystal@moneysavingmom.com. Have a great week and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us today. For more great resources, please visit crystalpayne.com.